Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
On November 6, 2012, Montanans, by a 71% margin, voted to require parental notification before abortions can be performed on girls under 16 years of age. Today, we hear a bill to take that one step further. House Bill 391, sponsored by Representative Jerry Bennett of Libby, will require the consent of at least one parent before abortions can be performed on girls under 18 years of age. Through our polling and focus groups conducted for the parental notification ballot referendum, we found two things. First, that a majority of Montanans think that we should have consent rather than simply notification, and that that consent should apply to girls under 18 rather than under 16. In their mind, notification is not good enough. It's kind of like the difference between your 16-year-old telling you they're going to Mexico for spring break or needing your permission to go to Mexico for spring break. As we square off in the hearing room, it will be all of the usual players. On our side, the Montana Family Foundation, Montana Right to Life, the Montana Catholic Conference, and an assortment of parents and directors of early pregnancy clinics. On the other side, Planned Parenthood, Blue Mountain Abortion Clinic, the National Abortion Rights Action League, the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Network, and a smattering of high school students who act as Planned Parenthood peer counselors. Aside from our philosophical differences, the other big difference between the two groups is that our side is made up of parents, and their side, for the most part, is not. Those of us who have children know that something clicks inside of you when you become a parent. It's almost like a switch that clicks on and causes you to become protective and nurturing. And you certainly don't want government placing itself between you and your kids, which unfortunately is exactly what happened in Montana. But that's about to change. The current law, with notification rather than consent and 15 rather than 17 years of age, was the result of a compromise because the Montana Senate underestimated the passion that parents have for this issue. When the ballot referendum passed by 71%, legislators came to us and said it's time to push for the stronger language. It all comes down to the role of a parent. Over the years, liberal judges in Montana have interpreted parts of the Constitution in ways that push parents right out of their children's lives. Article 2, Section 15 of the Montana Constitution says that the rights of persons under 18 years of age include but are not limited to all of the fundamental rights of this article unless specifically precluded by laws which enhance the protection of such persons. Until last November, that meant that a girl as young as 12 or 13 years of age could legally be taken for an abortion without her parents' knowledge. House Bill 391, if it passes, will likely be challenged in court. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood will argue that it's unconstitutional and violates the right of privacy of minors. They'll get down in the weeds and quote from the court's decisions in cases like Armstrong and Wicklund, but we'll go back up to 30,000 feet and argue that the overarching principle is that the will of the people should not be held subservient to their own constitution. 71% of the people voted for parental notification, and we believe that the same number will vote for consent because parents have a right to be involved in their children's lives. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.